Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new study now finds a concerning evidence of the COVID-19 so-called vaccine shedding. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is just, it confirms what we said starting, what, several years ago. And I remember talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf, and she was talking about specifically the impact of the COVID shots on women. And here this report again confirms that women that are in close proximity to someone who has gotten the COVID shot, and that's within 6 feet, has had a 34% higher risk of heavier bleeding, a 28% higher risk of menstruation starting over 7 days early, and a 26% higher risk of bleeding lasting more than 7 days.
Yes, we, Liberty Counsel, was one of the first, if not the first, organization to publicly come out and actually mention this issue of shedding. We mm-hmm. saw it in some of the physical things that we experienced or we heard from people, and then we also found it in the Pfizer documents that were presented to the FDA prior to the FDA approving the first COVID shot, which was Pfizer, in mid-December of 2020. And in that Pfizer document, it talked about how Pfizer and others were going to monitor this issue of shedding. They didn't call it shedding. They called it like a transmission. Mm-hmm. But they were particularly looking at this results of the COVID shot being injected into one person and then being transferred to a third party, another person, via contact by skin, mm-hmm. inhalation, and also body fluids, those three. And that those were ways that this could be shed or could be transferred,
right,
that there could be someone exposed to the COVID shots, which is very dangerous because, take for example, you have someone who has a medical contraindication to say this COVID shot, that if they get this COVID shot or any other shot, they have some kind of reaction, an anaphylactic reaction to it. And so they choose not to get this or any other specific shot.
Right.
Now they're around someone who has gotten that shot or this other vaccine other than COVID.
Like a spouse or a family member.
And now they get the results of it. It's very, very dangerous.
Right.
And so this particular study confirms what we said. Back in the early time of 2021, we actually addressed this issue. In fact, what we did was, when we started to address this, we put a question out on the Liberty Counsel Facebook and also on my personal Facebook. And the question was very simple. And that is, have you experienced any kind of rash or menstrual bleeding cycle that's irregular after being around someone who has received the COVID shot, even though you have not received the COVID shots? And guess what we found? Lots of women actually communicated, and they said yes. They would give us specific examples. We then actually indicated to our own staff that we had a woman who was pregnant in our staff, and we did exactly the opposite of what the narrative did. We said, if you have had the COVID shot, and there was only one that did, if you have had the COVID shot, and she got it because the doctors recommended it to her and strongly recommended it, and so she did.
Right.
She regretted it afterward. But at any rate, if you have gotten the COVID shot, we want to see if we can work with you to work remotely because we didn't want you around someone who is pregnant because of this shedding.
Right.
Well, you know what? We had women that communicated internally and said, you know what? I have this exact same thing. I have this irregular menstrual cycle that happened after I was around, say, my parents, my grandparents, whoever it might be. My daughter had that. I had a niece that had a continual menstrual cycle for like months that wouldn't stop after being around her grandparents that had both received the COVID shots. This particular study finds evidence of that same thing.
Right.
In the spring of 2021, the MyCycle story launched a secure online survey, which 92.3% of the 6,049 respondents self-reported menstrual irregularities occurring after the rollout of the COVID-19 injectables.
Yeah, and the authors of the study concluded, our findings suggest possible indirect transmission of ingredients or products of the COVID-19 vaccines, presumably through shedding, from people who received one or more of the COVID-19 injections. So back to your earlier point, if you have a spouse, one who didn't get it, and maybe you're sleeping together, you're in close proximity, you can possibly see that woman having effects of the COVID shot, even though she hasn't had it.
We had women who were postmenopausal, and we had this happen more than once, where they would communicate with us and said that I'm postmenopausal, haven't had my menstrual cycle for a number of years. And the husband got the COVID shot. And now they're starting to go through bleeding mm-hmm. cycles. And so they wondered why. And once they realized this was an abnormality of this shedding process, they realized what was happening. The FDA knew this. The CDC knew this. Pfizer knew this, and they didn't tell anybody. You do remember, however, when they said early on that if someone has had the COVID shot, you should not have sexual relations with that person within a certain number of weeks. They did say that, but then they stopped repeating that because they knew the implications of what they were saying. And they didn't say, well, you know what, it could also be transmitted by skin contact, other kinds of body fluids, and even inhalation.
Right, saliva, sweat, breast milk. If a woman is nursing, it could go through her breast milk to the child. And potentially inhalation are also ways that they can receive these lipid nanoparticles or spike protein.
Yeah, the subgroup here that they were looking at here, they had a subgroup of 3,390 respondents who were only indirectly exposed to the COVID-19 shots or the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The subgroup reported being unvaccinated for COVID-19, having had no COVID-19 symptoms, and no positive test for COVID-19. Yet a substantial majority of these women who were only indirectly exposed to COVID-19 injectables or COVID-19 infections still had many of the same menstrual abnormalities as the 659 women who were directly exposed to the COVID-19 injection or who had COVID-19 symptoms or tested positive for COVID. So what we find here is exactly, Holly, this mm-hmm. is maddening and it's concerning.
Oh, yes.
Opposite of the narrative. The narrative was you need to love your neighbor. And to do that, you need to protect your neighbor from getting infected, so the best way to do that is to get the COVID shots.
Even churches were saying that.
I know. Churches divided people, some of them, between those who got the shot on one side of the aisle and those who didn't get the shot on the other side of the aisle.
Right. And this, you know, this is not a doom and gloom, you know, we're sorry if this happened to you, but it needs to be, I think, a wake-up call, a lesson, to make sure you do research before the government starts mandating things to you.
Well, what you find is that they lied to us.
Right.
And that really undermines trust in the public system.
Absolutely.
Public health system. And you realize that they're controlled by big pharma and by political agendas.
Money.
So
yeah.
What you find is exactly opposite of what the narrative was. The narrative was get the shot to protect your neighbor. Even though you're healthy, you need to get the shot so that you could protect your other neighbor who might not be as healthy. When in reality, what happened is when you made the decision to manage your own health, to eat right, to have nutraceuticals and vitamins and supplements and eat good food and exercise, and to manage your own health and not to get this experimental mRNA shot, the maddening thing is that those people who did exposed you against your will. That's the maddening mm-hmm. thing. And so we know for a fact that it had a direct impact on women's menstrual cycles. We know, for example, that some of the things that would happen to people who got the shot, it messed up their menstrual cycles.
Right.
Well, those who were around people who got the shot, it messed up their menstrual cycle. So it was transferring the same adverse reactions to a person who didn't get the shot. We need to make sure that as we go forward, this never happens again. Thank God we have never had to retract or modify any statement that we ever made with regards to COVID. We got criticism, we got fact-checked, and now all of the data, all of the research continues to support everything that we've ever said. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.